This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Blizzard Gratitude. What did I forget? Blizzard Gratitude. There was one other thing that was in there. Christmas. Oh, how did I forget Christmas? For crying out loud. That's sort of the gratitude thing. Yes, the Christmas Blizzard Gratitude edition of What's On Your Mind. There you go. Another hour as we get set to roll. Last hour, J.P. Martin, meteorologist with the National Weather Service, said here, listen. If you hear nothing else, hear me on this. Take today and tomorrow to do what you need to do because Sunday and Monday are not going to be good. That's what he told us. I have some certificates for the greatest pillow on the face of the earth, My Pillow, for your best stories of gratitude. Who would you like to extend a Christmas greeting to? Maybe somebody you've not extended the gratitude you have for them in a card, face-to-face, whatever. What better way to tell the world? Or the Northern Plains, the only part of the world that matters, as far as I'm concerned, because it's where you live. Our fine listeners, whether you're listening on 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, or 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, which allows you to listen pretty much anywhere, Montana, Minnesota, North and South Dakota, parts of Canada. I got a call from Winnipeg earlier, and we're glad you're there. Thank you. You can call me and share your Christmas gratitude and Christmas greetings right now and leave a message, 855-200-1776, press extension 1, or if you'd rather talk to us on the air, press extension 2, 855-200-1776. You can text me. It's in my hand. I have it, 701-367-2054. Okay? Here's a texter. I'm thankful for the men in my daughter's lives. Both husbands and boyfriends making them happy and keeping them safe. That warms this dad's heart at Christmas time. Oh, does it? Huh? My daughters are too young for husbands. But I tell you, I'm with you. That's something I pray for all the time. They're future spouses. Same with our son. Sean in Bismarck's been waiting to share his gratitude for a while. Sean, what's on your mind?
Well, Scott, I'm thankful that I'm blessed with a great family and good, that God has blessed me with a good job, that I'm able to help people and support my family, and I'm thankful for the great family base that I guess I was provided with, and I couldn't have done it all without the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. You're a good point because, you know, not everybody has that rock-solid foundation, and you sometimes take it for granted, but you know there's other ways, so to have a family that was perfect in every way is something you ought to say thanks for. So great call, Sean. Thanks very much. Appreciate that. Let me get Rick and Tioga here. Then we're going to get Greg Gustin from the National Weather Service to update us on the weather. Hello, Rick. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning, Scott. I got a small list, but I thank God that he allowed Mary to say yes, that he gave it in her heart. I thank God for our faith throughout the world. My family, my friends, my children, my boss, or the employee, the employment he's given us. Thank God to Trump, the gift of life. But a special gratitude for somebody who passed away 30 years ago. I thank God for my grandpa to have the courage when he came over from Tsars, Russia. He was born in 1892, on this day in 1892. When he was 18 years old, he and his three brothers made three attempts to get over here, and he was the only one who made it to the United States in the early 1920s. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. And I was 7 years old when he passed away. But I swear there isn't a week or 2 weeks I go by the courage that it took him to get here. And you know what? Thank God for everything we have. But it's not the things; it's the people, and thank God for God, that he gave us the courage to move forward every day.
Good call, Rick. Thank you so much. Great list, and a neat story about your grandpa as well. And thanks for remembering Mary. for saying yes. That was the subject of a commentary I did on television this week. I shared it yesterday on the air, too. And it's kind of making it.
I heard about that.
Did you?
I'm sorry I missed it. I missed it, but I'm sure it was good, Scott. I'm sure it was.
If you send me a text, I'll send you a link to it, okay? 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Or you can email Scott H at flagfamily.com. And I'll send it to anybody else that wants. It's a fun little commentary. So a friend of mine, David B. Wright, runs the organization 40 Days for Life. And he posted it on his Facebook page, and he's very well known in the pro-life community. Roxanne Solomon, another local pro-life leader, did the same thing. So a lot of it's kind of going viral a little bit in the pro-life community. So it's kind of cool. I appreciate that. Thank you, Rick.
Good.
Have a great Christmas.
You bet. Merry Christmas to you.
Fred and Wang and Joe on the road. Hang on. Some other calls and texts coming in. But Greg Gust is on the line, meteorologist with the National Weather Service Grand Forks office today. Hey, Greg, Merry Christmas to you.
And to you, Scott. Wish you the best, and you got quite the lineup today. Appreciate it.
We do indeed. We have a lot of Christmas gratitude going out the door and lots of fun. So tell us what we need to know about this pending winter. It's a blizzard, right? I know it's a blizzard watch at this point, but at least most folks think it's going to be a blizzard. So what do we need to know about it?
Well, you need to know that at least for the early part of the Christmas weekend, travel should be not a problem at all. So today, tomorrow, even into Sunday morning, things should be fairly navigable across the most of the tri-state area. South Dakota is going to be getting probably into some of the ice and snow issues earlier. But right now, really, you know, blizzard is pretty definitive for most of North Dakota. Starting earliest, probably in the central part of the state, western central part of the state, Sunday morning, but heaviest or sun through the day on Sunday. And then the biggest impact here on the eastern side of the state is going to be felt Sunday night with that. But it'll be starting in with some heavy snow through the mid-afternoon into the early evening into the east central northeast part of the state. We're still kind of shaking the can here a little bit and kicking it around on how much ice, freezing rain issues there will be southeast part of North Dakota, northeast South Dakota, west central Minnesota. There's actually going to be some fairly warm conditions on Christmas Day itself. So with that, there's going to be some freezing rain, sleet, but actually changing to rain. The trouble is rain on top of frozen ground means that it's going to be icy all over the place. And so that's going to be the problem, mainly, again, southern Red River Valley into west central Minnesota, pushing across that Fergus Falls, Alexandria area. So that's going to be that impact. And so with that anybody traveling through that mid-morning, forenoon hours into the early afternoon there is going to be facing that as a challenge. And then again, as you go north, a little bit of mix of that into the middle part of the Red River Basin up toward Grand Forks, maybe a trace or so of ice. But then it's going to be mainly just snow as you get north and west from Grand Forks, Devil's Lake Basin, buried. Valley City, Jamestown, buried. But that's going to be, again, the heaviest snow kicking in mid to late afternoon on Sunday, on Christmas Day. And then there's going to be areas supper time, early evening, where it's going to be coming in like buckets. The wind, the real nasty wind, that develops through that late evening and overnight. So Monday morning, you're going to still have a lot of wind in the area blowing that stuff around. So there you go. Getting into places. Christmas Eve, even Sunday morning should be no problem, but plan on sitting tight Sunday night, Christmas night.
Now, when do you see this thing ending? Where is the edge? How far into Minnesota is the edge of this, and when is most of North Dakota going to be ready to move again?
Well, it's looking like this is going to be fairly progressive. So noon on Monday, the actual storm itself is going to be well past the Arrowhead of Minnesota, and western North Dakota is going to be out of it in the forenoon. Central and eastern North Dakota are going to be pretty much seeing the end of it through that late forenoon, early afternoon, and then Minnesota is going to be, you know, northwest Minnesota is going to be clearing out through the early afternoon. So that'll give Monday will be, there'll still be some wind, there'll still be some blowing and drifting. The new snow will have stopped. The winds will steadily decrease through the afternoon on Monday so that, again, by the time you get to Monday evening, you know, the whatever snow you're moving is probably not going to be blowing around anymore.
Last question. I only have 10 seconds for an answer. Do we need to worry about moisture and flooding as a result of the snow we've had so far yet?
Well, you know, those snowflakes will be piling up as this is not, again, putting that much snow into the southern Red River Valley, but it's covering the state of North Dakota pretty good otherwise. So at this point in time, we definitely are setting up for at least our normalish mid-range levels of flooding.
Got it.
It'll take a, you know, that's normal.
Yeah, that's true. It layers on. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas to everyone at the National Weather Service. Greg Gust, thanks.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. One of the biggest obstacles to implementing a successful safety program is cost. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing affordable safety and leadership training available at the NDSC's 44th Annual Safety and Health Conference.
3 days of training, 95 plus courses, and what you're looking at is if you're a member of the North Dakota Safety Council, if you get our early bird discount, and if you are a workforce safety and insurance member, you can combine for 60% savings. I mean, where you can get 3 days of safety training for just $330. The level of training, the quality training that's being offered at this conference, in our opinion, second to none. It's not just local training, which is really good. It's regional. It's national people who come in and put on these courses.
The NDSC Safety and Health Conference is February 20th through 23rd in Bismarck. To learn more about great discounts and the diverse course lineup, go to www.ndsc.org.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Oh, come, oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel. unto thee, O Israel.
It's one great voice. Is it not one great voice? I love Neil Bennett. And one suggestion from an earlier listener. We have more Christmas gratitude to go. It's the gratitude to Christmas and Blizzard edition of What's on Your Mind heading into the Christmas holiday. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. We are brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the North Dakota Oil Can Program, by B-Mobile and their B-Rewarded Program, by MyPillow, by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Love those folks at SecureEnergyFuture.org. PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better. Love them, love them, love them. You'll be on the road, fill up. With the good folks that connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields. Also brought to you by Titan Outlet today on the program. The folks that give us a chance to tell you about the 11% off deal and some guaranteed iron at outlet prices. I got your attention now, didn't I? That and the 11% deal. How about this under the tree tomorrow night? A 2012 John Deere 9360R tractor. By 2,400 hours on it, 360 horsepower, luxury cab with a leather seat, the buddy seat with it, 18 forward, 16 reverse, and the power shift transmission, all Michelin tires, and the dual front and rear tires, the 620 70R 42s. The rear is outfitted with the five remotes and the high-capacity hydraulic pump. And what else I need to tell you? Differential lock on it. This thing's great. And the best part of the deal is, cut your best deal and get 11% off that when you tell them Scott sent you. Tell them you want the 11% discount. Go online, check it out right now at TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com. Guaranteed iron. This is guaranteed iron at outlet prices. That's where you can't beat a deal like that. They're just south of I-94 in Minnesota, exit 6 in Glendon, Minnesota. You can find them online at TitanOutletStore.com. Off-air call came in a moment ago. Let's roll to that here.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Hey, Scott, I work for a sand and gravel company, and yesterday the county, the state, the city, everybody's in there getting ready for the storm. They're getting their sand and the salt and the gravel, and they're getting all stocked up. So, I mean, these people are getting ahead of this deal, so they should be ready to hit the roads in my area after this thing blows through, so. Well, you have a good day, and be careful out there. Don't do nothing stupid over the weekend.
That's good advice.
Merry Christmas.
Good advice. Thank you very much. 800-228-0550. If you have some Christmas gratitude today, we're picking the best ones. And by the way, was it Lola? Remember, did you find it? Was it Lola Lamore? Did we find that out yet?
No, we
don't know the name yet. I can't remember the name, but it was a woman from Lamore, and it started with an L. Lena from Lamore, Lola from Lamore. I remember I said... I think it'd be a good Twitter handle. I just can't remember her name. She's listening. There's no doubt about it. Can you call back and give us your address? Because we're going to send three MyPillows to your three sons. She had three sons serving in the military, and they were all home for Christmas. And like a dodo brain, I didn't tell her that she was a lucky winner. I should have, because it was a great story. And we had a lot of great stories today. So keep them coming, because I have more MyPillows to give away today. Just a little Christmas greeting, a little Christmas gratitude. Give us a shout-out to whoever you think ought to get it. All right, a little bit of breaking news here. Donald Trump has just sent out an official press release with a message for Vladimir Putin. This is not a joke. This has actually happened. And in it, he is talking about a letter he received from Putin, and I have the letter here, dated December 15th. Dear Mr. Trump, please accept my warmest Christmas and New Year greetings. Serious global and regional challenges, which our countries have to face in recent years, show that the relations between Russia and the U.S. remain an important factor in ensuring stability and security of the modern world. I hope that after you assume the position of President of the United States of America, we will be able, by acting in a constructive and pragmatic manner, to take real steps to restore the framework of bilateral cooperation in different areas, as well as bring our level of collaboration on the international scene to a qualitatively new level. Please accept my sincere wishes to you and your family of sound health, happiness, well-being, success, and all the best. Vladimir Putin. Wow. Christmas greeting from Vladimir Putin. President-elect Trump says in response from Palm Beach, Florida today, a very nice letter from Vladimir Putin. His thoughts are so correct. I hope both sides are able to live up to these thoughts, and we do not have to travel an alternate path. I'm telling you, I love this guy. I love this guy. What stuck out from you from that response? It's only two sentences. Nice letter. Your thoughts are correct. I hope both sides live up to these thoughts. In other words, I'm up for it. I hope you'll live up to your side. But he leaves him with a warning. I hope we live up to these thoughts and don't have to travel an alternate path. That, ladies and gentlemen, is peace through strength right there. That's what I'm talking about. All right, let's get to Joe on the road. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. I'm just traveling on the road, and I want to wish Merry Christmas to everybody in nursing homes and shut-ins, and my gratitude to the ones who take care of them.
Boy, oh boy, you nailed it there, Joe. Aren't they amazing, those caregivers? Yeah. My mother is in a memory care unit, and you know, there's a challenge for you. And the care, the absolute...
I travel quite a bit, and I stop at nursing homes and visit.
You mean you just stop in when you don't even know anybody?
Right.
Do you really? That's a really neat thing to do.
Yeah. It's, my wife has been in one for 3.5 years. And I just know how lonely she is. So I just made it, excuse me for crying here, but I just made it kind of my mission to do those things. So I have the time and the effort, and I like to do it.
It's a good...
And thank you. One thing, though, that puts a little damper on this, the shooting, the cops... taking the life of that terrorist over in Italy. Think what would have happened if I was in the U.S. They'd be protesting right now. You know what?
Under Terrorist Lives Matter hashtags, you think, or what? Oh, my God.
I don't think so.
I mean,
it's just so amazing that how we react to how well our law enforcement is doing their duties and take care of things, and now they do it over there. They're heroes over there. They haven't heard a word about anything gone wrong.
Very good point.
But anyway,
yeah,
you have a Merry Christmas.
Hey, Joe, great call. Please call again, and God bless you. You're doing a wonderful thing by stopping into to nursing homes. That's a neat story. I hope it inspires others. Wish you and your wife a Merry Christmas, and also prayers for her comfort in those challenging times as well. But you're right, all those caregivers, and they do such a great job. Thanks, Joe. Good to hear from you. Fred and Wang, you're next. Bob and Bismarck, Ron in Watertown, South Dakota, and others welcome at 800-228-0550. Don't touch that dial, my friends.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Jarlholm. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one someone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
King to see, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-pa-bum-bum. Rum-pa-bum-bum, rum-pa-bum-bum. Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see. Our finest day of glory. Say the day.
Crosby and David Bowie did that in 1977. Peace on Earth and Little Drummer Boy together. How about that one? Back on a Christmas Blizzard Gratitude edition of What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon. Calls, questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. Let's see who's next. Fred and Wing, what are you thankful for this Christmas, my friend? Lay it on me.
Well, I'm thankful for everyone in the radio business that's been warning everyone about this storm. I'm really thankful for our Weather Bureau that this is a gift from God to be able to have a warning for a storm like this. And the only thing I would point out to people is that, that you know, if this storm would go around us, we shouldn't be mad at the Weather Bureau. They warned us to give us their best estimate and using all the tools available to warn us for this thing. This could be terrible out here. But one thing we have to remember is, what if God would change the course of that storm? What if he would stop it? What if we would pray for that? We need to remember that God is all-powerful. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He parted the seas. Jesus stopped the storm right in its tracks when he was out on the water. He has that power. We have to talk to him and say, Lord, help us. We believe that you can stop it, that you can keep it away from us. And believe that it's possible, that God is all-powerful and he can do it.
That's a good point.
Sometimes think about this, that we need to pray about it, just pray it away.
No, everything, anything and everything. In Matthew 19:26, I have a little I don't know what you call these things. They're, you know, by the microphone, they're just a little thing, a little you know, trinket that you buy. It was $1.99. It cost me. It's price tag still on it, and it's just a little thing with a rock, and on the front of the rock it says, "With God, all things are possible." Matthew 19:26. So that's right out of the oldest book on the planet Earth, right there. And tells you everything you need to know. So that's some good, that's some pretty good advice. And by the way, if you think that's totally foreign to everything that you've ever heard before, let me get you to think a little bit about what everybody with any political savvy, any knowledge whatsoever, you open up a newspaper, you watch an evening newscast, you turn on radio newscast, and what did people say leading up till the November election? I mean, Donald Trump was a dolt. He was a dummy. He was a loser. He was gonna be the laughingstock, and Hillary Clinton was gonna cruise to victory, and he won. You don't think that didn't happen with a little bit of prayer? But you know, even Donald Trump revealed a religious side that he didn't have before, that he had a lot of evangelical leaders that were spending a lot of time with him. And Ben Carson told me with my own ears, eyeball to eyeball in Fargo, North Dakota at the convention, said, "You cannot believe the journey this man is on. He's a sponge. He is just learning about faith. He's a new Christian, and it's fun to watch." Well, that's part of how these things happen. And it wasn't just him. It was probably a whole lot of people that cared about this country and the direction it was going to go. So very good advice on your part, Fred. Have a Merry Christmas. We appreciate you as well. Bob and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Great comments from your past guest, Super. Just thinking, there's not many companies in North Dakota that can take claim to being the biggest in the world at what they do. And with the storm subject coming up here, it would be a great time to shine some light on the Weather Modification Incorporated out of Fargo and what it is they do.
Yeah, that's interesting. I know the Sweeneys. They're good people. I have never really got under the hood there from the standpoint of a show or talk about what it is they do or the industry or anything, but...
Yeah, I think a lot of people see cloud seeding as science fiction, but it's actually something that's been going on for over 50 years, and it happens quite extensively on the western half of the United States, from water municipalities to ski resorts. And it creates these storms that can get kind of out of hand in the pursuit of increasing water, or in this case, snow. But I think it would be an interesting show.
Those are good suggestions.
One of their pilots lost his life during that first storm at the end of November there.
Yeah, it's just exactly. I remember that very sad deal. My son actually interned a couple of years ago at Fargo Jazz Center, and that was his boss. So it was a sad deal.
Story.
Yeah. What was his name again?
I couldn't even tell you off.
I can't remember
head,
either, yeah.
But I prayed for his family over the holidays.
I was just going to say the same thing. Absolutely, no question. A tough Christmas to have just lost a loved one. Bob, appreciate the call and a good suggestion. Thank you very much. We appreciate it, okay? Let's see here. Rob in Northwood, Pam in Fargo, Karen in Fargo. Let's go to Pam. She's waited the longest. And Rob and Karen, hang on here. Pam, what's on your mind?
Well, hi, Scott. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I just wanted to say I am thankful that Donald Trump got the presidency. Maybe things will turn back to normal now for a change.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah. Cops will be safer. People will be happier. Things will go back to normal. Less protests. No more Black Lives Matter at the White House. I just can't wait till January 20th.
I was going to ask you what your version of normal was, but you just gave it to us. I had a little post on Facebook this week with a photo of Barack and Michelle, and the headline is 8 years, three accomplishments.
Oh.
8 years,
oh,
three
no.
accomplishments. The three accomplishments were made school lunches inedible, health insurance unaffordable, and police lives unimportant. And
it was all very scary. And when Donald Trump got elected, I think it was the happiest day I've had in a long time.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, a lot of us were. Gosh almighty. Thanks, Pam. Appreciate the call. Merry Christmas, and thanks for sharing a little bit of what you're grateful for this year. The pilot at Weather Modification, 55-year-old Hans Allness, that was his name. Thanks, Dustin, for finding that for me in our prayers with that family, without a loved one this Christmas. All right, Robin Northwood, you're next, then Karen in Fargo. Right now, let me bring in my friend Vince Webker. Vince is my neighbor. I talk about him often. Not because he's my neighbor, but because he sells Everyday Made Better with hot spring spas. He is one of the top hot spring dealers in the entire country. He has locations in Minot, right next to Ryan Chevrolet there on Broadway. And also in Fargo on 13th Avenue South, actually West Fargo, over by Applebee's and Spitfire and Grand Forks, South Washington, in front of the Grand Cities Mall by Kmart there, as well as Where have I forgotten? Fargo? Great. Well, Bismarck, Sam's Club, right in front of the expressway there, in front of the Sam's Club in Bismarck. So four locations. And today is the last day they'll be open before the Christmas holiday. Closed tomorrow. Closed on Sunday. So I wanted to chat about some of the wonderful Christmas gifts that are waiting for you at Hot Springs Plaza. If you're a little short, thinking, you know, I really just need to, it was a good year, and I just was kind of going with the normal stuff, but I want to, oh, wow. One of these would be, oh, wow, we'd encourage you to do what Carson Wentz does this Christmas and go to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Scott?
Very good. What do you have left?
Well, we got a lot of stuff. If you want a late Christmas gift, I was just thinking about that here. Classic Arcade, 60-in-1 Arcade. I know you're a Galaga guy, correct?
Oh, I love Galaga. It brings me back to the Golden Spike in Montevideo, Minnesota, hours on end playing that, right across from the radio station.
I've seen you play your machine. So we got a classic arcade with 60-in-1 games. How about good old-fashioned foosball, bubble hockey? I mean, you could even take home a free-flow hot tub, put that under the tree, plug that in, fill it up, and have a hot tub for Christmas. Here'd be a great stocking stuffer. How about some pool cues? You buy a pool cue today, and by the way, we do have the largest selection of pool cues in Fargo and in the other three cities. Buy a pool cue today, and we'll give you a free billiard case that you can take with it. And that's anywhere from a $40 to $50 value there. Great stocking stuffer.
And by the way, you're going to put things in your home that Carson Wentz has in his.
Yes, you would, like the hot spring hot tub, old house and billiard table, and old house and shuffleboard table. And I know Carson uses it on probably a daily basis. That's how he gets to relax. So, and by the way, I know probably a little late for Christmas to get that billiard table or perfect shuffleboard game table out, but we can make it happen by your New Year's Eve party this coming week. So stop in, and we'll figure that out. We'll get it delivered and set up for the perfect New Year's Eve party.
My, for Bison fans or UND fans, you also have the customized old halls and pool tables with the logos right in them, right?
Yeah, that's been a lot of fun over the years. And by the way, you know, we do Olhausen tells us for North Dakota, North Dakota State. We do just as many of those tables as, let's say, Ohio State, Michigan, or Alabama. So they're very popular.
That is awesome. And we should talk about saunas because you and I have been talking about those and a lot of the health benefits from sauna and I the styles and the low maintenance. I mean, just bring it home, plug it in, and the price, really, really good. So
it is. And
what do you got left for saunas?
Well, we got, we have the largest selection, and it's Finlayo. And Finlayo is 97 years old. It's a Minnesota-based company. And what's really been hot this winter and fall season has been the outdoor sauna. I want to be outside. I want to put it outside. I want to go out in my backyard and use it. And again, you can get into one of those. Great for the new year resolution and getting health and wellness. And I just discovered something this week. Men who use a sauna 4 to 7 times a week are 66% less chance of getting Alzheimer's disease. And that's on the list of already all the great health and wellness benefits that we know a sauna can do for one.
Fantastic, folks. And again, the hot spring spa, we have one at home. Marie and I love it. And I honestly didn't think I needed one. But since I've got it, it now is the best thing we've ever done in our house. To bring the family together, you're in the hot tub, it's a staple. And my wife and I got 20 minutes at least to, visit at the end of the day. And the kids love it. And better than that, you just feel fantastic. I mean, what it does for you to recharge you and get your circulation going is great. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Great customer of ours. We're grateful for them. And we're grateful for you for shopping there because you're going to make every day better. Thanks, Vince.
Thanks, Scott. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and yours. Travel safely. They're in Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Bismarck, too. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you, okay?
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. From financial managers to family farms to principal operators, men and women play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the Soybean Board of Directors. Our soybean industry competes in a global and domestic marketplace that is itself growing more diverse. In this challenging business environment, the ability to draw upon a wide range of viewpoints, backgrounds, skills, and experiences is critical to our continued success. If you are interested in shaping the future of our industry and working to ensure it continues to thrive, our board encourages you to grow your impact as a soybean producer and consider running for a leadership position on the Soybean Council Board this winter. For information about the counties that are conducting elections in early 2017, the election process, and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm dreaming tonight of a place I love, even more than I usually do, and although I know it's a
Blender's Christmas for yours truly. Every year I pick kind of a favorite and a chance to see the Blenders this week. Or this, is that last week? On Sunday, I guess. I hope you get home. I hope you get there safely. And the snow socks you in, just stay there. Do something you weren't planning to do. As the National Weather Service has been telling us, do what you got to do today and tomorrow, because Saturday, rather Sunday and Monday are going to be the tough days. Texter says very foggy south of Linton, south of Strasburg now. Visibility about 300 to 600 feet. Remind people, please, 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 please turn your lights on. It's not how well you can see, but how well others can see you. Down to about 150 feet now. Merry Christmas to all. All in the course of that text, it went from 6 to 3 to 150 feet. So a little tough. All right, Rob in Northwood, you're next. Our final segment, Christmas Blizzard Gratitude Edition of What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Rob.
Just wanted to list some things that I'm grateful for this year. First off, the successful birth and health of my new son. And my wife as well. Also want to thank and be grateful for our family and thankful for living in America where, you know, we can, when things aren't going exactly, we can all cast a vote and cast a ballot and let our opinion be known. And be able to kind of rejoice or be together as a group as we decide the fate of our country. So I just want to thank one to voice my gratefulness for being in a great country and to be able to enjoy all these things.
It's a good list, Rob. If you'll hang on, I want to get your address because I want to mail you a certificate for a MyPillow for two reasons. One, you have a new baby, and what a better Christmas gift and present than a newborn baby, and it's got to be a thrilling time for you to have that first Christmas with your new addition to the family. So there's a good reason for it. Second of all, you're calling from Northwood, and you reminded me of some gratitude that I have for knowing Enoch Thorsgaard, a rancher up that way. Did you know Enoch at all, Rob?
I knew him very well.
Good man, and you know I. Every time I interacted with Enoch, I got way more than I gave. You know, and aren't you ever curious? I could just hear him saying that in my ear, and he really got me to think more about how I should be more curious. I just love the man. He was a legend.
Yeah.
He was an absolute legend. So
changed a lot of people's lives.
Yep. Good example of how one person can change a lot of lives, and you think about even his family and extended family and the things they've done, what they're carrying on there, and just a beautiful, beautiful story. It's really great. So thank you for both of those, Rob. Hang on a moment, and Manny will get your address so we can mail you off of my Piddle certificate. Karen in Fargo, what's on your mind today? Karen, Merry Christmas.
Hello. 3 years ago, for 2 weeks, I was in Golden Living Nursing Home in Moorhead, which is located a few blocks west of the Cashwise Food Store. Their attitude is so great. I've been bringing them lots of magazines ever since, so I know for a fact that their attitude is still wonderful.
Fantastic. Great, Karen. Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for the call. Here's an email from a listener that has been battling, they say, CPTSD for more than 25 years. Never served in the military, but it's from a medical issue. What people with PTSD, anxiety, depression, etc., want others to know during the holidays. Holidays and family functions can make the PTSD sufferer feel like an outsider. They may feel uncomfortable joining in the celebration and as a result end up feeling alone and isolated. Although family members may try to include the person with PTSD, if the event brings back memories or makes him or her uncomfortable, being pushed into participating can make the feeling of isolation even more uncomfortable. Just because you're supposed to be happy around the holidays doesn't mean everyone is, and that's okay. It doesn't mean we don't love you or don't care. The obligation I feel to reciprocate gifts I don't feel I deserve is absolutely crushing. Think about that. The obligation I feel to reciprocate gifts that I don't feel I deserve is absolutely crushing, they write. I may disappear for an hour from time to time. It's just to take a breather. Don't be offended. Don't think I'm upset. Don't take it personally. I just need to catch my breath. If I freeze during small talk, let me off the hook. Nothing personal. If I'm there, I really want to see you, but please understand I may want to separate myself or leave early. The idea of Christmas makes me happy. I love the lights, the presents, the food. It's the execution that sends me spiraling. The shopping, the preparation, the parties can overwhelm me. Even though I enjoy the holidays, I need to prepare myself mentally for them and make a plan to hide after them to calm down. PTSD is a 24/7, 365 ordeal, but it's amplified during the holiday season. I cannot and will not step foot into a shopping mall. Thank you, Scott, for your program and what you do. It's much appreciated. Wow. Thank you for sharing a little bit of your story. Grateful you did. Grateful for all of you. God bless you. I'm off next week. Gary Emineth will be subbing for me. I'm just taking a little family time, a little R&R, but I'll be back rested and ready a week from Monday. Be safe, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye. Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finlayl for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in three more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with a hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.